commence with tonight, I'd like us to turn to Psalms 34. And we read there in verses 14 through to 19. Psalms 34. And reading there verses 14 through to 19. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I'd like us to meditate about this. The righteous are afflicted, but as you read here also, that the Lord, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. On this planet, there are many different reasons for afflictions. There can be the Lord against people, and he is letting afflictions come their way and destroy them. There are afflictions for the righteous. And so I'd like to spend a bit of time assessing the reason for our sufferings and our afflictions. Because afflictions and difficulties come people's way, they sometimes judge. Well, we must be very bad. We must be wicked. In fact, somebody has spoken to me not so long ago that because of a certain problem in somebody's life, they think there must be a reason for that. There must be an Achan in the camp. And this kind of thinking can be true, but it doesn't have to be true. Sometimes things can go wrong for both the good and the bad. And there's a long delay sometimes of afflictions and no release. And people can think, well, the Lord is not favouring them. That was the case with Job, if you remember. So we have to be very clear in our mind in reference to the sufferings and afflictions that are upon the people on this planet. Assessing the reasons for our sufferings. Well, there's, as I just mentioned, as we just read here, the wicked suffer, but so do the righteous. And those, as we were just reading in Psalms here, those that suffer because they're righteous, who are they? We read there, they are turning away from evil. Those that turn away from evil, they are the people that God faces toward, and he wants to help them. And then it says in that verse 19 of Psalm 34 that many are the afflictions of the righteous, many, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So why can we be afflicted and have just as bad a time, if not sometimes worse a time, than the wicked? And here we can find two good reasons. One of the reasons why the righteous are afflicted is also written of in Psalms, and we read there Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 67. And here the psalmist gives a good reason for the affliction. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now that I'm afflicted, I have kept thy word. Yes, indeed, this is one reason for the affliction. It's to stop us from going astray further, to wake us up, to help us understand that I am wrong and I must change my way. And we have that wonderful example in Jesus showing us the way. We are the sinners, he isn't. But he came down in Hebrews 5, 7-9 to suffer affliction with us. And what is written there in Hebrews 5, 7-9? It says that he was made perfect through sufferings.